Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world, as heard on the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Network, brought to you by Tom and Bubba of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. And there we go, Bub. Good morning from, well, not sunny South Florida. We're in the middle of a hurricane. Hurricane Irma is upon us. This is the Bubba edition. Hurricane Irma, doing it Bubba style show. The number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. And we are coming to you live from the broadcast headquarters at Bubba's Hurricane Center.
Okay. Terrible intro already, so here we go. That's exactly what we're
that
doing.
Pretty good for on the fly, wasn't
No, man? Super slow, man. You got nothing going on right now. Come on.
No, that was good, man. It's out of the normal routine, so I had to kind of think through the whole hurricane side of things, man. So,
we've already got Lou and Hayden on the show with us this morning. You guys are warriors. Please be safe.
Hey, good morning, Lou, and you're out there in Ozark, Missouri. Good morning, Lou, and yes, we are starting to feel the outer bands of the hurricane pull in. It is touching base about 200 miles south of us right now in the Keys. The Keys is a very popular...
Wait, hold on a second. I've got a really good update for this. Meteorologist Bub Lloyd's coming on set in a minute.
Meteorologist Bub Lloyd.
No, I'm telling you, watch.
A second. This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the outlaw is loose. She's running around 561-660-6695. It may be a hurricane here in Jupiter, Florida, but the outlaw and the boutique are always open. Monkey in Paradise, the two-time double gold winner coming out of San Francisco, California. Monkey in Paradise says, grab your bottle of Monkey, get inside, snuggle up. The hurricane's on its way. Tony Rienzi, exotic car guru and salesman to the stars, TonyRienzi.com. Morpheus Designs and Wraps, Jeff and Jesse for all your wrap needs on your vehicles and all your graphic needs. There it is. Torque Auto Storage. You want to see that, man, those guys are expanding down there, man. They're packing those exotics in. DNA Surface Concepts, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics 2017 Mustang will be going to Sean Kelly there for prep as we get ready to go to SEMA. Hooked On Driving, got to say good morning to Tony Franco and guys. Nobody's out on that track today out there. It is too wet. And in Jupiter Magazine, where we are featured again, thanks, Doug, to all you guys out there. Bub, this is the hurricane edition of Doing It Bubba Style. Lewin, we're in it. We're in it to win it, brother. We are hanging in there. The outer bands did start, Bub. They are making landfall in the Keys now.
Yeah, man. It's you know, it's crazy, dude. There's a lot of stuff going on with it. You know, we've been watching this thing for the past week now, you know, as this thing's just been building up, getting stronger, you know, moving around, shifting north, shifting south, east, west. I mean, it just goes all over the place. You know, we've kept our hands pretty tight on this thing along the way because we are in a pretty high impact area for all hurricanes, tornadoes in South Florida, man. Yep. I mean, everything from literally where we are down to the final 70 miles south of us from here down into Miami, South Beach area, man. It's just, you know, it's just a wrecking ball for hurricanes and, you know, really the stomping grounds for it, you know, so we've really kept our hands on it. But this thing is just, again, you know, last night we've talked about how every hour this thing can shift paths, and it's so important that, you know, you take all the proper precautions to make sure you're set up, you're prepared. You've taken everything you can possibly do and set it up and plan for it. You know, we didn't have any mandatory evacuations in this part of Palm Beach County where we are. You know, there was, you know, all of zones A, B, and some of C were all mandatory. So, you know, those are ones that are right on the coastline there. You know, weaker built homes, weaker structures, stuff like that. So those things were all mandatory. But, you know, we were set. We're, you know, right here, we're at the facility. We're literally... I'm surprised we're not at an evacuation zone. I mean, we're only 3 miles from the water here at the facility. So kind of surprised that we didn't have one here, but, you know, we didn't have to worry about it. So, you know, we stayed. We're going to ride this thing out. We've got everything set up. The, you know, the vehicles are set up. The homes are set up. Everything's covered. We're all, you know, fully covered for an insurance standpoint. So everything's set and ready to go. just sit back and wait.
Well, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports tour bus is all set. We got that ready, I guess, there Friday, Bub. We added the we made sure that there was propane on board. We made sure that the black water and gray water was clear. We had clean water on board. We have everything we need. We've got the Corset runs on. That is a pusher. And by pusher, I mean it is a rear drive 300 horsepower 40-foot coach with four pop outs. So you have plenty of room, queen bedrooms, master bedroom. There's showers. There's bathrooms. I mean, there's cable TV on board. There's everything you can imagine, just like we use on tour. And if there's an emergency, we can run that front generator for days and days and days and keep powered up.
Yeah, you know, again, we got everything pretty well prepared and set up for all of the hurricane related items, man, making sure the vehicles are ready, making sure cars are ready to to maneuver around, you know, all of the personal belongings, you know, everything at your house you take into consideration. I mean, everything from small little flower pots you may have outside to, yeah, you know, trash cans to, like we have one of those basketball, one of those things, a basketball hoop net thing. What is that freaking thing called? The tall thing you roll around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyways, we got one of those things, you know, stuff like that. You just want to, you know, lock it down somehow. We actually put all of ours indoors in the garage because it's not only just safety issue for yourself, for all of your own personal belongings, but also for all your neighbors and everybody around, you know, so. Everybody just has to work together and do the right thing and make sure that it's all protected. But, you know, we got super, super lucky on this thing, you know, again, last night. The latest update this morning, the thing shifted. It's continued to move west at right about 12 miles an hour. It's definitely coming down in its strength from the 185 mile an hour winds. It was packing down to about 130 now. Big, big difference there alone. I mean, 55 mile an hour winds are enough in themselves. This thing's moving west. It's, you know, the unfortunate part is it's definitely going straight for the Keys right now. They're one of those keys is definitely going to take the freaking brunt of this thing.
Wow,
there's no way around it at all. From there, it's going to take a turn north. And we're not sure where yet.
The thing is, Bub, a lot of people don't know. Lewin also said there are a few trucks and electric crew coming from my area to help in Florida. If you see them, tell them I said hi.
Yeah,
exactly. We will, Lewin. By the way, Florida Power and Light serves about 10 million people, Bub, in the area. 10 million people. They are expecting 9 million people to be without power here shortly. It is a big storm. The storm is 532 miles in diameter. So from tip to tip, it's 532 miles. It is twice the width of the state of Florida. So regardless of where you are in the state of Florida, it's going to impact you significantly. A lot of people don't understand that palm trees are designed specifically for this type of weather. These are not the trees that we're worried about right now. Palm trees have a series of very fibrous intertwinings, almost like tendons, that allow them to take a very abusive hit from a wind perspective. And if you've ever cut one down, you know what I'm talking about, how they look on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's we're going to keep doing our best to hold on to this thing. And it's, right now we're looking at, we should only be feeling about a category one, possibly two, force winds. And, you know, by the time that this thing starts moving its northern track up the West Coast, hopefully it doesn't, run the eye right over the West Coast like it's showing and projecting right now. But again, these things change every hour. And, from last night to today, this morning, was the difference of, riding up the entire East Coast. We were dead on target for the eye, was going to land right into the East Coast of Miami, South Beach area, and run straight up the coast to us here in Palm Beach. That was dead center on the eye. So now just overnight alone, that thing is literally pushed off, the width of the state of Florida, 150 miles west already before it even takes a northern turn. So just pray for the people on the West Coast that it does that again tonight, moving over or even throughout the day, just moving continually west before it does take that northern turn. Hopefully it doesn't put the eye right on the edge of the coastline.
Right on, Bub. Good morning, caller. You're live on the air with Doing It Bubba Style. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Dennis Overholser.
Good morning, Dennis. How are you, my good friend? How is everything? Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis from Painless Performance. We all know that Bub's preferred electrical people are Painless Performance. Painless is electrical done Bubba style. You were just doing stuff with Painless equipment the other day, Bub.
I was.
How about that?
This is true.
Good morning, Dennis. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Just checking on you guys. I've been watching you a little bit on Facebook, so I just want to make sure you're okay.
Everybody's doing good, man. We're prepared. We're tired. Everybody's tired. It's been a lot to prepare for this. It's kind of neat in some ways. You know, you really begin to understand the full force of, you know, Mother Nature and like that. But in another sense, Dennis, it's very eerie because everything here is boarded up with plywood and aluminum shutters, and there are no cars on the road at all. So it's almost an apocalyptic feeling, if that makes sense.
Yep, I understand. Sure do. We when Harvey came through Texas, we just got some outer bands here, you know, where I live. But I just hopefully you guys don't get the flooding that Texas got, for sure.
It was my brother, as you know, is right there in the Houston area. He runs a hospital group there, and they took it on the chin. It was a very, very heavy hit, man. Heavy hit.
Yep. Yep.
How are things going with Painless, man? Have you been on the road? And tell me a little bit, what's the latest? What's going on?
Well, we're again preparing to do a what used to be called Cruising for Cure, you know, a prostate car show next weekend here in Fort Worth.
Right.
And then the end of the month, I go to Pomona, California for the off-road expo. So things are going well there.
Right on.
Working on some new projects and so forth. Things are okay at the plant. So,
good, man.
Jan and I just returned from California. Her oldest daughter had a baby. So we were out there. Actually, we went out there for the baby shower, but she had the baby 5 weeks early. So we ended up being at the hospital when the baby was born. So everything's good
right
there.
On,
it's all well.
Well, congratulations, man.
So been watching you guys doing your race car stuff, and hope everything continues to do well with that.
It's going really, really well. By the way, you'll be at SEMA this year, correct?
No, I will not. No.
Oh, you won't be there this year. Okay.
This year we have decided to take a 1 year. We're allowed to be off, you know, 1 year without losing any seniority and so forth. So we decided to make the bank happier by not going. So we're not going to do
this
year.
That?
Nothing. Nothing wrong with SEMA or anything like that. It's just one of those things that we had to look at some expenditures and so forth that we could cut and not hurt anything, and that's what we're going to do.
Well, that's what business people do, and that's what, you know, owning a business is all about. We're going to be there. I'm sure you've been watching that Bub has officially released the only 600-horsepower stock block EcoBoost Mustang in the world, and that was unveiled out at Simi Valley, California, at Turbonetics headquarters. It's back here now, going through a series of very high-end upgrades, and it will be featured out there in the Turbonetics booth this year.
Yep, I've been following that. Sounds like it's going to be quite a vehicle.
It's going to be neat, and I heard from Jody Foos, Chip Foos's sister. Was it yesterday, Bob? Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday.
Yesterday. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if somehow we can't get, because Chip is taking out this year, Dennis. He's taking a classic Mustang, and he's bringing all modern components into it. So I'm going to see if we can't get up and get together and put these two Mustangs side by side somehow, so everybody gets a good look at both of the top builders out there in the industry.
Well, that'd be cool. That'd be cool.
Kind of interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it sure would be. Yeah, Chip does some nice work and so forth. So it'd be really a nice hit for both of you.
Yeah, it really, really would. So what do you guys got planned today? Anything big?
Well, I'm going to I bought me a little trailer I'm going to put together. I'm just messing around with some odds and ends things. And this, Jan's other younger daughter is with us this weekend, so we're going to spend time with family and just kind of goof around and the weather's supposed to be really nice, so we're just going to goof around and have a good time.
Well, we'll trade you weather. How's that, buddy?
Well, thanks, but no thanks. You know what I'm saying?
Right on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Dennis from Painless Performance. We look forward to you calling in next week. We need this weekly tech tip started back up, but I know you guys have been busy out there. Dennis, please call us next week, would you, man?
I'll do my best. I'll be downtown this time, downtown Fort Worth doing that Cruising for the Cure show. But if I get an opportunity, I'll sure give you a jingle. No question about it.
Sounds good. Thank you so much for checking on us. And we
have a great day. Good luck. Okay.
Thanks, Dennis. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis from Painless Performance. Wonderful, wonderful people. There you go. My level sounded. There you go. Good morning to Mark Hoffman, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track driver who has just been killing the championships this year. He's going to call in and give us an update here shortly. Lewin Hayden says, get all your fans back and blow it out into the ocean. You know, it's funny too, Lewin, because people don't understand the magnitude of these wins. And when they start, man, they really, really, I mean, start. And it's strange, Bub. I mean, how would you explain it? It if you've never experienced it, how would you verbalize it? I'm pretty good about verbalizing things and writing things, but it's a very different feeling, isn't it?
I mean, not so much the the wind is just, you know, to me that's just wind. It's, you know, there's strong winds. Everybody knows what wind is. Everybody knows what a breeze is, and that's what it is on a magnified level. You know, really, it's more. It's more the emotion of it that, you know, you get all the freaking, you know, week, 7-10 days worth of hype and, you know, the everybody, you know, preparing for it, which is, you know, what you want to do. You definitely want to prepare. You want to make sure that you're ready for it. But there's just no telling with these things. As many times as people want to, you know, trust on, you know, tracking systems and projected paths, it's by the time you make these changes every hour, it's so far different from when you first looked at this thing and everybody throws up all these, you know, warnings and signs. And, you know, you go back to day one of Hurricane Irma, you know, that thing was scheduled to for sure be category 5, possibly category 6.
For the first time ever.
You know, for literally that would be first time in history of the world would be a category 6 hurricane. That's where they were projecting this thing going, coming into the state of Florida on the East Coast, right where we are. And that's where all the evacuations came in, man. Everybody was evacuating Florida last Tuesday. And, you know, we're Saturday now. It's still 4 days, 5 days into that, you know, and you can just look, there's just 5 days worth of emotion right there alone before, you know, everybody even got evacuated on Tuesday afternoon, you know, just getting this thing set up, you know. So it's really more the emotion of it because you just sit and you just wait and you wait and you wait. And it's not like this is fast. It's a slow process. This thing is moving at 12 miles an hour. That's super, super slow. You can walk that speed, you know, fast walk it. You can run that speed. And, you know, it keeps taking things out that are in its way. So you just have to, it's one of those things where you prepare as best as possible and you wait it out. I mean, there's not much you're going to do at a storm. That's what was initially coming in as a possible Cat 6, you know, strong Cat 5. You know, there's not much you're going to be able to do anywhere in any part of any state. If something like that does come through, it's going to take out everything in its path if the eye's right over you.
It's funny too, because Bob, what we hear is, is how the meteorologists, the talking heads, as it were, the professed, you know, best of the best, go over some of this stuff, and they've made comments like it's going to go through Cuba, which is a mountainous area, and. In doing so, it will lessen the impact of the storm. But you know what? You don't want to hear things like that, man. That means destruction. That means death. That means people getting hurt. And that's not what you want to see or hear about.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely don't want it to happen at all.
It's, I don't know, but we're ready for it. We got prepared. We do have everything. All the cars are tucked away. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports tour bus is parked against the main building.
Yeah.
Against the front entrance of the main building to help break down some of that wind should it come across. And we're as prepared as we can be now.
Yeah, man, everything's pretty well set up and, you know, pretty well covered. I mean, like I said, this thing's continued moving west at about 12 miles an hour, the latest update. We're going to get another one here pretty soon. So I'm looking forward to see what that one says. But, you know, with it continued, you know, west as it is at 12 miles an hour, this thing's, I mean, it's just above. I'm talking miles, you know, 5, 10, 15 miles above Cuba right now. So I'm sure they are getting absolutely hammered with this thing.
I'll bet.
You know, they're still inside that eye right there, you know, even in that short distance. And, you know, I mean, that's even right now, it's still down. It's down to a low category 430 mile an hour winds. That's still going to be packing a pretty solid punch.
Yeah, it is.
You know, so there's still going to be some destruction going on there. But, you know, you don't know if it's going to slow down, if it's going to cross over some warmer water, which it is here right now,
yep.
And build its strength back up, probably a little bit, not a lot. You know, this thing's not going to get back up to the 160 range, I don't think, before it makes any landfall in U.S. if it does.
No, and that's what they were saying yesterday, or last evening, as it hit the southernmost point of Florida. They were concerned about it ramming on shore at a Cat 5 level. And that's something you got to be very, very careful of. The way Florida is laid out, many people don't know that from around the world that haven't visited, it is a long state. It's a very, very long state.
Yeah.
And the southernmost portion of it, or the southernmost finger, that is the north, the very south point of the U.S. It's the southernmost point of the United States, right there at mile marker zero. And there is, many people have seen it, but there is a buoy, which floats in the water, but it is on land, and it says this is the southernmost part of the United States, and it's direct 90 miles directly from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it would come in. There's a naval station, air station down there. It's located in Key West, actually.
Yeah.
The island only has one way on or off, man.
Yeah, and that's, you know, so just Key West alone, you know, they've been under mandatory evacuation, everything about it, since Tuesday. So it shows that, you know, that projected path is definitely gonna pretty much put everything in the Keys right at target, man. Whether it's going to be dead on the eye of this thing or really, really close within those first couple bands working out, the Keys are definitely going to take a hit. You know, I was watching this morning as they've got the Hurricane Center down there. They're actually in a building. They will stay through the whole thing in Key West, but they're in a building that's rated for 165 mile an hour winds, and they are actually structurally, that's what it's built for. So perfectly safe down there. Even if the eye passes right over that building, they'll still be fine. And they're actually even going to lock themselves in a vault that's in the down, like the downward portion of this building, which is rated for 240 mile an hour.
Yeah.
So structurally they're going to be good. And the guy was, you know, he was saying how, you know, I've got to close a 450 pound vault door on us to lock us in. And that's, you know, just the emotion you could hear coming from that. You know, he just knows like, hey, it's a 50-50 chance, but I'm closing that door.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You never know.
Yep.
So you got to respect Mother Nature out there when the, you know, there is a lot of hype that surrounds it. But you got to be ready if it's going to happen, man.
Yeah, big time.
You know, and here's the funny part about it. This is the weekend that I am scheduled to move into the new house, man.
Yeah, typical, right?
What a mess, huh?
Yep.
But we closed it up yesterday. Got a lot done. You were by my side. You helped me. We got a lot of things moved. We got a lot of things kind of put up. The new office is up. It looks really good, man. I'm real proud of how it's starting to look.
Yeah, stuff's looking really good. You know, we're just, you know, we're cranking away here, you know, dealing with the hurricane and getting the prep stuff done all last week for that. Also getting the client rides delivered. I mean, we delivered a lot of vehicles last week, getting them off the lot into these clients' hands so they're in safe place as well. You know, just everything from, you know, the client rides to getting ready for the hurricane to, you know, the SEMA build for this year. You know, so much stuff going on around the facility. You know, we had, you know, half our team was evacuating on Tuesday, going into Wednesday, you know, so we lost half our crew this week, just everybody getting north and getting safe where their homes down here couldn't be. You know, in this kind of environment, man, you just want to make sure that you're covered with it. So that's kind of what we've been doing this past week. And, you know, we'll go into next week, still cleaning up the mess from it, but, you know, just keep cranking away. You know, I was literally thinking about it last night. You know, SEMA now is only going to be, man, I got 4 weeks left of literally production building. Probably going to have to be working super long hours, super late nights and on weekends to get this thing done now, because now we've been out this past week, probably going to be out this next week with just all the cleanup, reorganization, getting all the cars moved around. You know, so we've got a full schedule ahead of us with, you know, getting that stuff done, but then also getting all these rides built, getting the SEMA ride built. A lot of crazy things going on, man.
And of course, Greg, our upholsterer, he left. He picked up Geo Hammer back. They went out. They headed north, Bub. I don't know where they wound up, but they did head north. I'm not sure where they're going or what they're doing. You know, it, but, a lot of people got out of town. Our
yeah.
office manager headed to Pennsylvania. Mark Hoffman says Irma's going to help me move, this weekend. How about that?
Man? Yep.
Yeah. She'll help me move. All right. It'll blow everything. Funny too, because the way we're doing it is we're using, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, tractor trailer out there to pull, to do this move. So we've actually got everything hooked up, and it's, stage in the in front of the main facility out there. And once we clear the air, we'll go straight for it, Bob.
Yeah, man, we'll just get everything done. You know, we're just gonna keep cranking away and getting stuff done, and you know, continuing on about everything we got to get wrapped up around here. That's it.
It's amazing too when you move and you're running a business and all of that stuff. It's just amazing how much it takes, because when you move, no matter how clean your house is or how organized it is, you realize there's a lot of little stuff that you got to take care of too, you know?
Yeah, I just take all the little crap, throw it in one box and move it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. You can't think it through too much.
No, I can't deal with stuff like that, dude. I hate people that overanalyze and overthink everything, man.
Yeah.
10-minute conversation winds up being 40. Are you kidding me?
Well, it's funny too, because
grab and go.
And it's funny too, because as I was watching you yesterday set up the office, it's kind of cool because the office is at the top of this very nice, you know, set of stairs, and it's great because you have this second floor that looks down onto the first floor, and it's kind of cool. It's a really nice setup. And as I was watching you put it together, I was watching, just like when you build these cars, how meticulous you are in your mind about the way things are set up, and you see them and you measure them, and you know, numerically you're looking at them, and emotionally you're looking at them, and it's great to watch you do that stuff. It's pretty cool, man. It's pretty cool.
Well, I just get stuff done, dude. I don't sit around and overthink something. You know, if you get an idea, you got to grab it and you just got to go, man. You got to move forward.
Yeah, man.
Too many people just overthink everything, man. You just got to go and know that you're going forward with the right move.
Yep. That's exactly what it is. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have Mark Hoffman, the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dirt track driver, on the line with us this morning, reporting in from the Hagerstown, Maryland area. Good morning, Mark. How are you?
What's going on there, guys? I hope you guys are staying safe.
Yeah, man, we're good. Everybody's good. I think everybody's tired. Because there's just so much, as you know, that goes into getting ready for these things. There's just so much. Bill Hoffman says, "Hey, good morning, guys. Stay safe." Hey, good morning, Bill, and we appreciate all that. We are very thankful that you're out there with us.
Well, doing pretty good. Before I get to the updates, I wanted to let you guys know that I want you guys to put me on call in case you need an extra pair of eyes, hands, or feet post-storm cleanup and organization.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, man.
That's very kind of you. So how's everything going your way?
Well, we had a last minute wild hair on Thursday to load up and go to Winchester, Virginia on Friday, yesterday.
Up to Winchester. Yeah, that's out of Winchester.
Yep. We had a tire going down in our heat race, which is no big deal because that's a heat race. So that kind of put us at starting spot six for the feature, and then we did our normal and kicked butt, took names, and took the checker flag.
Right. Nice, on, man. Right on.
So that is win number 8 in the past month and a half.
Wow, man. Very, very really proud good. Of you guys, man. How's the weather up there for the cars? How are they driving? Yeah.
Well, we've had Tuesday was what was left over of Harvey came through here. So Tuesday was just a general rain day, but ever since that, it's been clear.
How did Harvey treat you guys?
It wasn't that bad because it severely weakened. So it was just a general shower, no downpour, just a steady shower all day. Which means now, which I don't have a freaking time for, I got to cut grass again. And I don't have time for it.
Yeah.
But it's one thing about up here, which you guys know, we normally have a drought month in the month of July going into August. We did not have that this year at all. It's been a soggy year. Soggy season, but which worked out great to have a drought, because when I get into my busy season, I don't have time to cut grass, but it's just been constant field grass. It's like, man, damn it. And then the township gets on me, and I'm like, you know what, do it yourself then. I mean, I don't have time for this. But so believe it or not, I actually have a a friend's pet goat at my house, and he's taking care of the yard. So
yeah, he'll keep it
down works out
there, Mark. Yeah, how about that?
Oh,
man?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Ladies but other than that,
driver has a goat in his yard. How about that?
No, yeah. Well, I need all of the eyes, hands, and hoofs that I can get to help me out. So
that's funny. I can strap on a set of horns and crawl around on my hands and knees.
Here you go. Hey, by the way, did you guys see that Maryland kicked butt and took names a week ago and beat Texas Longhorns in Texas?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Saw this.
Yep.
Pretty crazy.
Yep. Sure did. Sure
and
did.
And they were like a 40-point underdog going in.
By the way, put my eye on the I don't know, Bub, if you were able to see it, but I put my eye on the Kansas City New England game the other night, and my God, Kansas City.
Oh yes,
right off to them, man.
Yes. My thing is, when it comes to the NFL, anyone but New England.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah, Tom Brady's usually got it wrapped up, man. But 42-17,
mm-hmm.
man, that was ugly, man. Well, Mark, thank you so much for calling in, man.
No problem. You guys stay safe, and I am a one phone call away, or I am away. If you guys need an extra pair of eyes, hands, and feet, I'll be right on down.
We appreciate it, Mark. We love you very much, man. Thank you.
Because I work on the back scratching system, so if I can help you guys out, you guys can help me out. You see,
that's the way it works, man. That's the way life's supposed to be, brother. Everybody helps each other. It's supposed to be that way, right?
But you guys stay safe, and I will check in with you hopefully throughout the week if the internet is on and down there, and you guys are able to cast.
We'll stay
Sounds
in touch
good.
With you. We promise, man. You have a great day, man. Thank you so much. Be safe up there, okay, buddy?
All righty. Have a good one.
Thank you.
See you later.
Always a pleasure. Mark Hoffman, good guy, man. Just a good guy, man.
Yeah.
You know, good guy, man. Out there running that Monte Carlo around the dirt track and everything like that, tearing it up. Can't say enough about that, man. So, you know, but we're moving into, I wanted to talk a little bit about the, we've been able to give everybody a live update here because it's nice to hear it other than from, you know, the talking heads on television, you know, people that are on boots on ground, as it were, right,
mm-hmm.
About it. How's the, let's talk a little bit about the 2017 Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang, man. You got a lot done on that this week.
Yeah, man, you know, I got a lot done, but it's still a super long way out, man. I got a lot of work to go and, you know, just a lot of things. I'm still waiting on a lot of one-off parts to be designed and built for this car. You know, we've got a lot of product that's out that's still not in hand yet. You know, whether it be we've had it in hand, we've already sent it out for replating, or we're just waiting for the one-off design products to come in. We've got a lot of stuff that's still on the way. Which is really going to put my back up against the wall, man. I can already feel that coming. I can see it coming. So, I've got a lot of stuff to still get done. The upholstery is still a solid week and a half, 2 weeks out on this car. My upholster is out dicking around with all the guys on the crew, just hanging out somewhere up in who knows where. You know, I've got the upholstery to get done. I've got the suspension to get done. I've got the big brake kit to get done. I've got all new intercooler piping, front mount intercooler, upgraded stuff from what's already on the car once, which was the first setup I built on and designed into this package, but I am going to step that up to a full package from CPE. It's going to make the car a lot stronger, you know, a step above where it is now. And it's going to allow me to expand further after we do get this thing out of SEMA as a true stock block, all bolt-on component car, which is what it is now. You know, we are going to take this thing way over the top. We'll go ahead and go through the motor work and we'll get this thing into that closer to 700 range at the rear tire, which will be insane.
It's funny because we saw that Turbinetics has got an EcoBoost Mustang there. Oh, sorry about that, Bob. Turbinetics has got an EcoBoost Mustang there now. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, man. So that's actually Turbinetics is, again, working on another one of these things behind the scenes. They're doing one, a SEMA-owned car that is going to be what is used to get the CARB compliancy. And, you know, that's going to just show, again, right off the shelf, another component out of Turbinetics booth is going to be something that is 50 state legal. You take it out of the box, you bolt it on, guarantee you they're going to, you know, Turbinetics will receive an award for that from SEMA this year. Probably hands down going to get it.
Well, I'm sure they will, but the funny thing is, it wouldn't happen without you being out there putting these systems together so that they could be released.
Well, you just, you know, you got to test and you got to tune them and you got to keep working with them. And you've got to make sure that, you know, when you do come to that table, you know, you bring something to the table with some, you know, product that, you know, if you're claiming it does X, you've got to make sure it does X. If, you know, you can't come to the table and say it can do one thing and it's doing something totally different.
Yeah, it's doing something different.
You know, and that's what we spent a lot of time doing with this 2.3 EcoBoost drop-in turbo kit. I mean, this is going to be something for all S550 owners out there. This isn't like what you're going to get from a couple other, you know, major brand companies out there. You can buy upgraded turbo kits for these cars. You know, there's a couple companies that do produce stuff, but however, they are not direct fit systems. You are not taking them and just bolting them right on. This is a system now coming from Turbonetics, also with Precision. This is a kit that is literally, you open the box, you unbolt your factory turbo and you bolt on this new turbo and you are good to go. You've already increased flow. You've increased power, horsepower, throttle response. You've increased everything right out of the gate, and you're capable of pushing that 550, 600 horse number with complementing bolt-ons, meaning you have to have upgraded air delivery systems, your intercoolers, your intercooler charge pipes. You've got to have, you know, upgraded blow-off valves, bypass valves, to make sure you can handle increased boost pressure. Push these things up around 27, 28 pounds of boost. In order to do that, you've also got to match all that increased airflow from the turbocharger to a fuel system that can handle that. The factory Ford fuel system will handle up to that 600 mark with a lot of custom tuning done to it. It will work and it will be hands down super, super fun and reliable when it's done.
It's going to be very cool, isn't it, Bob?
Yeah, big time.
By the way, Bob, I just want to say a big shout out. Good morning to my mother, your grandmother, who is in Charleston, South Carolina. She is listening right now.
Yes. Well, good morning, Grandma.
So she's out there listening and taking it in and enjoying everything as well. She says she won't be calling in, though. We should call her, shouldn't we?
You could.
We could.
Yeah, man, we're, you know, we're having a lot of fun. You know, we're looking forward to this build we've got going on. You know, we have so much stuff just going on in the facility right now. Again, everything from just getting the situation prepped and ready for Hurricane Irma that's coming through. You know, we're well taken care of in that aspect right now. We've taken every proper precaution you can. You know, everything is put away, everything is covered from an insurance standpoint, everything is locked down there. You know, there's no loose debris or you know, smaller items that have any chance of flying around or doing any damage to anything else, both here at the facility headquarters in Jupiter, Florida, or at the homes in Palm Beach. So I mean, everything is really well lined up and put together, and you know, we're looking forward to just you know, everything we've got going on. So I'm all right with it.
It's going to be an amazing build, Bob. Everything about what we're doing right now is amazing. And it's not just the SEMA build that you've got going on, Bob. It's all the behind-the-scenes things that you're doing as well. Let's see if we can. We're going to try to call Grandma on the spur of the moment and see if we can catch her on the air. How's that? So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see if we can call my mother and Bob's grandmother and get an answer here in Charleston, South Carolina. We can hear that phone is ringing. How about that? Let's see if we can surprise her. Catch her off guard, Bob, shall we? How about that?
Hello?
Mother?
Yes? Why do you have a New York exchange?
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen around the world, 22 million fans, welcome to Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast. Tom does have a mom and Bub does have a grandma, and she is being surprised you are on the air live with us. Good morning, Mom.
Good morning. My son and grandson.
How are you?
This is true. You are now on the spot.
You are definitely live on the air, Mom. How are you doing, Mom?
I am waiting for the storm to come through.
You are. How have preparations been up in Charleston, Mom?
People mostly stocking up on things, not so much leaving, just stocking up and planning to stay.
How are the shelves on the stores up there, Mom? There is nothing, Mom, at all left anywhere on the shelves here in the Palm Beaches or in South Florida. Everything is gone. It's been removed. And I mean, the gas pumps are done, Mom. They're filled up. They've got like wrapping, the clear plastic wrapping that you use when you pack.
Saran wrap,
something almost like that. Yep, that's it, Bob. It's a ghost town, Mom. How is it there?
Why are you there? Why aren't you leaving?
because we do have a responsibility to our fans. We take that very seriously. So we made it in this morning, and we're doing the show. We want to make sure that they get what they want to, because I recognize that, as does Bub, that just because we're in the middle of a storm doesn't mean they are in California and over in Glasgow, Scotland. You know how that goes.
I see. Well, you need to give your fans a blow by blow as it comes through this, since not everybody is experiencing it.
Yeah, that's a true point, isn't it, Bub?
Yeah, you know, it's what I think we can do too, man, is you know, we can actually go live a little bit later on our Facebook and do some live video feed. You know, once we do start getting some of the stronger winds pick up around here, you know, this morning, Grandma was, you know, super nice to wake up to. You know, the latest update from the Hurricane Center has actually showed that the storm has continued to push west rather than mm-hmm. the northwest yeah. track it was moving on. So that has kind of yeah. taken all of the east coast of Florida, South Florida, off of the central target, the eye of the hurricane. So, you know, it's going to give us some of those outer band winds, but nothing really stronger than a Category 1 or 2, which everything pretty much structurally down in South Florida is built to withstand Category 3 and 4 with no problem at all.
That's good. That's good. We're finding out that it's shifting away from us in Charleston, too. We're probably just going to get a lot of rain.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the biggest thing they were worried about now, was just the storm surge that was going to work the entire East Coast, even though, you know, the center of this thing is going to be more towards the west coast of Florida. It's still going to create a lot of water movement all the way around the entire southeast area.
Yeah, well done.
Well, you guys take care. I'm thinking of you. I love you. And let me know how your day goes on.
Okay. All right, okay. Will do. Well, thank you for joining us live on the air, Mom. And thank you for staying up with us and making sure that we're safe and everything like that. We've got people from all over the United States sending us their well wishes, you know, here on the air. We're reading them live, and we thank everybody for doing that. And Mom, you guys be safe. Is JK safe, and Laura and Logan and everybody down there, up there?
Yes, we're spending all of our time together, so we're all ready for whatever.
Nice. Well, there's nothing worse than a Hurricane Jake, that's for sure. We all know that for a fact.
Hurricane parties are good things.
Well, we're Irishmen. They're supposed to be, right?
Exactly. All right. So, have a good day, you guys.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay, see you, Grandma. I love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Love you, bye.
There you go. Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Mom and Grandma. There she is right there. Very good woman, man. Very good woman. Very strong psychology background. Very understanding. Very loving. Very compassionate. Just a fiercely fiercely loyal person, Bub.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, really nice, you know, having the family backing, but again, it's, man, everyone in the entire Lloyd family has been in total target areas, man, this past 2 weeks. You know, Uncle Chris out in Houston, you know, he definitely was, pretty solid hit from Hurricane Harvey. That thing came through. Not really sure what his total damage value is at right now, but I'm probably sure it's up there a little bit. You know, thank God for insurance and full coverage and situations like that, man. And, you know, him all right there in Houston, us here in Palm Beach, the rest of the family's just right north of us in South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. So everyone in the family on waterfront, you know, and just taking an absolute blow here this past few weeks, man. And hopefully it just, you know, we'll get through Hurricane Irma. Don't know what's going to happen with the next one that's tracking right behind it, man, Hurricane Jose. You know, that thing's coming right up behind that thing as well. It's up to a Category 4. Right now, but it's looking like that thing's just going to take a northern turn from kind of the tracks that they're getting. Again, you can never really trust those things, but they give you a close idea of what's going to happen. This thing looks like it may take a north turn somewhere up by one of the first lower islands that did get hit by Irma, which pretty much devastated that island. But feel bad for those people. Again, they've got another one coming, and you know, you don't know where it's going to go from there.
Yeah, you don't, Bub, for sure. Hey, you know what, Bub, let's talk a little bit. What does it take to prep for a hurricane, especially with the cars? What do we do?
You know, you just got to make sure that, you know, first and foremost, everything is safe and secure, man. You know, you don't want any small loose items out. You know, we have, like, for example, on the backside of our paint and body facility, you know, how we have a lot of scrap metal pieces. We have a lot of, you know, fenders, bumpers, items like that, you know, have been pull off parts on cars, whether they've been wrecked or whatever it may be. You know, all those components where we set them out back, we actually have a steel aluminum pile that we have a junk man come get. And, you know, all those pieces, every one of them, the guys were bringing them all in last week and loading them up in the paint shop.
Yeah,
because
man,
those are the items that may only weigh 5 or 10 or 20 pounds, but those things will very quickly be picked up and they're thrown in as sharp metal like that, they're nothing more than razor blades flying through the air.
Yep.
So, you know, instantaneous damage by things like that. So you've got to make sure that you prepare, pick up all the small pieces, don't leave anything out. You know, the cars, there's only so much you can do with in terms of vehicles. You know, there's parking garages all across Southeast Florida that are literally packed head to toe, top to bottom, everywhere, every spot full. You know, thankfully, some of those garage owners are letting people do that. Some of them are being dicks and they're having cars towed out of there. Not really cool in a time like this.
Yeah.
But, you know, just everybody's, you know, working together and trying to get stuff done and secure things and put cars away and lock stuff up. And, you know, that's all you can really do.
That's all you can do, Bob. You just got to hold on, man. You got to hold on and pray that you've done the best you can to protect your clients and their assets and their property.
Yep.
Because, you know, it is a big responsibility what we do here. And
well, not only that, man, it's, you know, even though there are things, you know, there are things like full coverage insurance policies, you know, things that get damaged, it's easy to fix them. But the reality is you just don't need any more mess on your plate. You know, you've just, it adds to that workflow and, you know, you just want to be able to move through it with the least amount of damage as possible so that you can just come back in, even, you know, even though you're going through something super, super emotional and stressful, like a hurricane is, you know, come back in after the thing passes by and everyone's safe. And you just, you know, start up again, right where you left off, not have to clean up too much of a mess. There's some people out there, unfortunately, they're having to start from zero again and have lost everything.
Yeah, man. It could always be worse, couldn't it, Bub?
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of which, Bub, I guess the monkey was a little bit loose Thursday night. It seems like the Bub's Exotic Motorsports Jeep met up with Mark Brown's Jeep, and a little bit of damage occurred there.
So we were truly doing this thing. There was no monkey loose, by the way, at all. We were truly doing what I would call big boy bumper cars. You know, it was pretty legit. I don't know if anybody that was watching, spectators possibly, I don't know if anybody understands the situation there, but this is how we roll, and that's just what we do. So leave us alone in our little bubble and let us be.
That's exactly what it is, and that's what I love about it too, because I played bumper cars with Mark the other day, by the way, in a Jeep you built for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes to use that trailer ball as a battering ram.
He does. This
yes.
is true.
Yeah.
It's mm-hmm. pretty destructive too, by the way.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. It's pretty
instantaneous winner.
Right.
Yeah.
It's funny. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Denali that was sold. We were talking about this the other night. That thing suffered at the hands of Mark and a golf cart twice in the same night, and Mark autographed the fuel filler door, and we had somebody who actually purchased that vehicle from us with the autograph, because he is with the Marlins, and they are selling the vehicle now and wanted to know what the approximated additional value is because he autographed the inside of the fuel filler door.
Pretty funny.
That's right. I never bothered to fix that damage.
No, that's because it was the entire quarter point on land.
Oh,
Jesus,
God.
With this thing, it's yeah. been seriously. It's getting kind of old, and I feel like there's only one consistent thing here, and it's Mark.
Isn't that funny?
Because,
somebody
listen,
brought that to my attention last
it's
night.
It's been the Denali. It's been the Jeep. It's been the dually. It's been what else?
Oh,
the golf cart.
My personal car.
The Jag.
Yep. It's been everything.
It's been multiple times of everything he gets involved with.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the culprit now.
All we try to do is get out of there.
Pretty much.
I was not in attendance Thursday night, but I had heard about it, and it is pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
Isn't it, though, man?
It's pretty funny, dude.
It is funny.
I was definitely expecting airbag deployment.
Were you really?
Oh, for sure.
How bad is it?
It's pretty good. Listen, man, if we had the stock bumpers on those things, it would have been total airbags everywhere.
Had it?
For sure. Oh, for sure. It's only the fact that these things are both lifted up pretty heavy. And they're all running a 5/16 plated steel bumpers front and rear on these things. So you can kind of use them a little structurally stronger than stock. But, you know, I was definitely expecting some airbag deployment the other night.
It's funny, too, because he took out the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports dually as well.
This is true.
He got that one good.
Mm-hmm.
Super good.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It does seem to be that there is one common denominator. That's something.
Always him.
Yeah, it's always him.
Yeah.
We're totally innocent.
Yep.
How about that?
Oh, yo,
first time in
years I've made something in the trash can in this room.
Hey, Bob, let's talk a little bit about the schedule with the hurricane and everything like that. What are we going to be doing for, I know we put up 8 shows a day. How do you see that happening over the next couple of days?
Yeah, I'm not too worried about those shows right now.
No?
No, you continually are, but I'm not worried about them at all.
No?
Bigger priorities in life.
Okay, good, man.
Big time,
thank
100%.
You. Thank you, Bob. I appreciate it. That takes a little bit of pressure off of me, man.
Well, I've said the same thing over and over.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of pressure off of me because, you know, there is a lot that it takes to get these shows done and put them up out there. I want to say thank you to all of our first responders. Let's make sure we thank them here in South Florida and everywhere around the world.
All I know is it is really nothing going on outside right now. I'm looking at some palm trees out there, and it is dead movement. There's nothing happening.
You know what that means, don't you?
Something's coming.
Getting ready to
There's
hit.
There's nothing going on, dude. I don't see a single leaf blowing right now.
That's typically the way it is before the hurricanes roll in.
I mean,
it gets very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something also, Bub, there's something very, very cool as well. If you sit outside in a hurricane or if you go to the beach and watch it roll in,
mm-hmm.
it has a really, really cool feel, doesn't it? Because the skies are gray, but they're warm. It's different. It's warm.
Yeah, but for some reason, you always do it when you're not supposed to do it. We have mandatory evacuation orders in place. We have curfews in place. You're just going to break every one of those.
And?
Hey, man, you clean up that mess. I'm not cleaning that one,
but
too.
You know what? The beach is packed with people going down to see the storm rolling in.
Not
last
at all.
Year it was.
Not now it isn't.
Oh, we were down there last year, and it was crazy, man.
Yeah, there wasn't a mandatory evacuation either.
No?
Yeah, so when you're out there looking like, where's Waldo, they're definitely going to come get you. Just be real here.
The beach just has a very, very fun feel about it as that comes in. Or at nighttime, I mean, you can hear the breeze flowing through. You know, I was doing some writing about it last night, and you can literally hear the breeze flowing through the palm trees, and that sound is very different, man. It's a very special feel. You know, you can hear the water coming through your pool annoyance and hitting the pool deck, and it's just a great sound, man, all the way around. Your senses are overrun.
Yeah.
You can taste the salt on your lips. You really can from...
probably because you're getting a 4-foot storm surge and it's splashing you in the face.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That would be why.
Mike McCloskey says, does Tom have enough hair gel? I don't use hair gel, Bob.
Don't know what you use. Yes, you do.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, our barber does when he cuts our hair.
We have like 5 bottles of it in your room, your office.
No.
It's like a display cabinet for
hair
gel.
That is what JP, our personal hairstylist, brings with him when he cuts our hair on Friday mornings.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
That's not what I have.
No, it's what you have.
Actually, what I use, Bub, typically is I get out of the shower and just use a mousse and just pull my hair back.
Pretty homo, dude. I don't think mousse is even around anymore.
Yeah, there are.
Girls use mousse.
No, they're walking all over New Hampshire.
Those are called meese. There's more than one.
Cacti and cactus?
Yes.
How about that? So I only use one bottle at a time, so it's mousse.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Unless I have two and I've got them in my hand.
Yeah, then you're using meese. Yeah, man. So, you know, we've got a lot going on here around the facility, you know, just getting everything wrapped up and ready. You know, we're fully prepared for, you know, what's left of Hurricane Irma, at least to hit, the southeast part of Florida. You know, we're pretty much in the safe zone at this point. You know, and this, unless this thing literally takes a right-hand turn somehow and starts coming backwards, it's already looking at moving past the southeast coast of Florida, moving over towards the west coast. You know, hopefully on the next update that we get, this thing will just continue to push off the West Coast a little bit more so that it's not just riding straight up the entire West Coast. And then, you know, that Florida, Naples, Fort Myers, St. Pete, Tampa area, man, that place will just take a freaking beating if it rides that Hurricane Eye right up the side there.
Thing is, we don't want it to go too far west because we don't want the poor people in Houston to
That's where it'll end up,
that,
yeah. Yeah. Well, either way, it's going that direction. It's already on the way. So, you know, depending on what it drops to, you know, what it picks up to above, you just don't know, right? You know, and there's freaking 3 live hurricanes out there running around right now all around us, all the way over towards Mexico, towards, you know, just one below us and now one down to the southeast as well. So, you know, there's hurricanes all over the place. Who knows why? But, you know, it's just crazy, man. You just got to be prepared for it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Mike says, did we fill his car with sand to keep the water out? No, actually, we filled it with water to keep the sand out.
Exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Just the opposite of what you would think we would do. Right?
Yes, exactly.
But we never do things the way that everybody thinks we are.
No,
right?
His is actually up on the lift in the paint and body shop, so we're good.
Yes, it is.
His is above.
That's correct.
His will be the battering ram that flies off and takes out all the cars inside.
That's right. Now that all the body, with the body work all done, it's beautiful,
yeah.
You know, and it'll be the one that
now it's going to be swinging around everywhere. That's great.
Oh, it's got a dorsal fin on the back and 2 pectoral fins when we go in there.
Set of goggles on the front. It is a Mustang.
A snorkel.
Could have
yeah.
a shark trace.
That's right, man.
Yep.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So we diverted a little bit today, Bub, from the standard technical side of the cars. But, you know, when I posted the show up yesterday afternoon, I actually did it from home because we weren't here yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure that, you know, we were able to connect with the people around the world on the show and give them a live feel for the hurricane side of things. Sometimes it's not always about the cars, is it?
Yeah, no, it's, you know, we got a lot going on. You know, this past week again, you know, again, everybody was, you know, the entire southeast portion of Florida has started going under, you know, evacuations, mandatory evacuations to get everybody out of here. You know, the Keys all the way down to Key West, all the way up, you know, there's only one way in and one way out. And all those, you know, the Keys have literally been under mandatory evacuation since, it was like early Tuesday morning. You know, we're at Saturday now. So, you know, 4 or 5 days later, you know, there's all those people that are emotionally still just sitting back wondering if their house is okay in the Keys, you know, and just, you know, to get out to be safe, but, you know, also to know if you're even going to go back to something when it's done. You know, you just have to kind of sit and wait at this point. And that's where we're at. You know, everything's been, locked up, put inside, and, you know, taken care of. So, and, you know, structurally, I think we're okay. I don't think we're going to have to worry about anything. But, you know, especially now we're down to, you know, Category 1, possible Category 2 wind forces here, which is really nothing here for all the building structures that are on the southeast portion of Florida. Man, they're all pretty much built to code now, which is Category 3, Category 4. We can handle them all. So I think we'll be all right.
We're going to be just fine. Good morning to Bob Murphy. He says, be safe, guys. Thank you, Bob. We appreciate you thinking about us out there. That's why we wanted to dedicate this show to the hurricane so that people had a different perspective, not just, say, Fox News or CNN. You know, just your local guys that try to entertain and build the best cars in the industry and bring you, you know, a very personal inside look and feel to what the hurricane is all about.
No, it's not bad. You know, right now there's almost nothing going on outside. You know, I can see straight out front right now. There's you know, palm trees just chilling. You know, no wind going on at all right now. There's I think down at the beach was only like 15 mile an hour winds, 18 mile an hour winds right now, and that's just a couple miles to our east.
Yep.
You know, so not too much hectic going on right now. We'll probably do some live streams later on once we can start getting some of those hurricane force winds, man, and we'll see. You know, see how it is. You know, it's we're just gonna stay in and ride it out. Everything's protected, safe, ready to go, and you know, we're all set up to do so. And the only thing we're worried about at this point is just gonna end up being power. That's really it. You know, and I know FPL's been working super, super strong. There's a lot of power trucks coming in, like Lou and Hayden said. There's power trucks coming in from all over the place. You know, so we're just gonna hang in there and see how it turns out. And you know, once we get through this thing, we'll just get back on the grind and getting these freaking high end rides built and finish these things up and keep delivering them out the door to clients, man.
Right on, man. Right on. Hold on 1 second here. Mike McCloskey says, always have you in our prayers, man. God damn, I love him. I'm sorry. I hate to say it that way. Call if you need anything after the storm. What if I'm dead in the storm? How's that going to help? But yes, we definitely will, brother Mike. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that. Everything's going to be okay. I think we're going to make this thing, Bob.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, I really do. I think we're gonna have another guest.
This guy just texts the whole time he does the radio show with me.
No, I'm working with. I'm watching the as people come in.
Yeah.
As people come in. So let's try one more phone call, Bob, before we clear the air here. Let's do one more, shall we? We have had people coming in. I mean, it's amazing the amount of love and support we're getting right now, man.
Well, listen, man, I just, you know, I'm going to hope that we get through this thing no problem at all. But, you know, I got a lot of rides I got to get finished up, man. You know, this thing really, really, really sets us back, you know, 2 weeks out of our 6 week timeline here with, you know, this past week of preparation, the following week coming up, you know, worth of cleanup and getting everything organized. You know, that's just, you know, 2 weeks worth of production time I'm going to lose on the SEMA build. And, you know, that's going to be super hurtful, dude. I've got a lot of work I got to get done. I've got that car I've been, you know, cranking out till 9-10 o'clock every night on weekends, cranking that thing out, plus all the client rides. I mean, we a lot of things going on here.
Yep. It's a lot. Let's see if we can sneak in a quick phone call here real quick, Bob, if we can. We'll,
Hello.
Bob, hello. Your sister Jennifer from Winchester, Virginia is on the phone.
Oh, yeah, cool. Hey, what's up, Jen?
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. We're just getting ready for the storm down here and walking around in our rain boots.
How you doing?
Again, you guys better be careful, please.
Yep, we're being careful. We just wanted to sneak in a quick phone call to you. We're at the top of the hour here, Jen. We're going to jump out of this thing. You guys okay up there? Everything okay in that area? Centerville?
Yeah, we're okay.
All right. Well, we just wanted to give you a quick call on the air here and say good morning to you and thank you for your love and support down here. Dad and your brother are doing real good.
Yeah, Okay, good.
Sound good?
Love you guys.
Love you too, Jen.
Okay, see you later.
Okay.
There you go.
Talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Jen. Take care now. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for this episode of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. We thank you for joining us. We thank you for your technical side of things today, because we wanted to bring it to you live from Hurricane Irma and the broadcast studios here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. .com for the very, very best in boutique apparel and accessories. It is Miss Outlaw Boutique at 561-660-6695. Monkey in Paradise, a two-time double gold winner coming out of San Francisco, California. Monkey in Paradise remind you, please drink responsibly in the hurricane. Tony Rienzi, TonyRienzi.com. Morpheus for the best in wraps and graphics. There it is. Torque Auto Storage for all of your auto storage needs. DNA Surface Concept. Sean Kelly and the boys are killing it down there. Tony Franco, Hooked on Driving, and In Jupiter Magazine. Can't forget Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see you on the backside of Hurricane Irma. We'll be back in here Monday with our 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock live stream, and we wish all of you a wonderful, wonderful weekend from everybody here at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports, Bub.
That's right.
Right, Bub?
Yep.
Let's just do it on out of here, shall we?
That's right. We're going to do it.
Until Monday, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.
That's it. That does it for this edition of Doing It Bubba Style, the number one rated internationally syndicated motorsports podcast in the world. Make sure you join us Monday through Friday on the Bubba's Motorsports Facebook page from 11 to 11:30 for the number one rated internationally syndicated daily motorsports live stream as well. Until next time, let's keep on doing it Bubba style.